The amusement park has been a feature of life in Tremor for many years. The 20-acre site is the biggest outdoor park of its kind in Ireland, both in physical size and in the number of attractions available there. Michael Garland, Tremor Amusement Park Manager, says it's been a bumper year.
Last year we had over 40 attractions. We attracted an estimated 600,000 plus visitors to Tremor, who obviously came to Tremor, stayed in Tremor, enjoyed the beach, enjoyed the park, and spent a considerable money in the local economy, both in Tremor, Waterford City, and actually across the whole of the southeast. So in many terms, although the park has been there for many years, it is really still a hidden jewel in our tourism crown. It's amazing because kids are, you know, they're on their phones and they're all looking for, you know, instant things through their apps. But we get so many families come, and so many families, not just from the region, from the northwest, the northeast, even Belfast. We have people travelling down from Belfast to come into Tremor and experience the beach. And yes, those traditional items you see in amusement parks. But there's also a growing number of youngsters and teenagers want that thrill, but want a safe thrill in a safe environment, in a clean environment, in an environment that they know that they're going to enjoy. And that's what the park allows. It allows people to come in and spend 10 euros if that's all they want to spend to get on three or four rides, or they can spend 20 euros. The park allows you to come in and out and experience whatever you want, whether it's thrills, spills, or just to watch your 1 or 2 year old child go on a traditional bouncy castle and come off smiling and beaming. We make memories in Tremor, and in fact we have grannies and grandpas bringing the grandchildren to the same sort of areas and the same sort of things they went on when they were children. So it's a real family thing. There's a great amount of love for the park, which is great to see.
Blackwater Ecotours is a community-established, not-for-profit ecotourism company that offers glamping pod accommodation, river activities and walking trails based along the Blackwater River Valley at Villierstown. Here's manager Alan Boardman. He says in the last couple of years, tourists have really begun to appreciate the beauty of Waterford.
The stretch of the river between, say, Capoquin and Youghal really is a unique kind of tourism destination. It has a really rich heritage, important history, and also has, you know, pristine habitats and fantastic scenery. It's actually an area of conservation as well, so there are some fantastic wildlife things to see. So there's white-tailed eagles there recently, kingfishers, peregrine falcons, and otters as well that you see regularly on the river.
And it's all become very popular, hasn't it, in the last couple of years? I suppose really since the pandemic, people's eyes have really been open to the beauty of Waterford.
Absolutely, yeah. Waterford has loads to offer, obviously with coastline and then with mountains and like the river as well, which I suppose is kind of a new thing as a tourism destination. But yeah, like in 2018, the organisation that set up Blackwater Ecotours, which is a local community group, the VECP, were successful in getting funding, which meant that we could expand the business. So from then on, absolutely, yeah, we've had river tours, we have self-drive boats, and we have kayaking, canoeing and paddleboarding. I suppose since 2018, and particularly over the course of the pandemic, 20 and 21, obviously really challenging years, but with staycations and people staying locally, it has really benefited the business. So we've grown over the last number of years. And in fact, we welcomed over 6,000 people to Villierstown across the offering in 2021.
Also nominated in tourism excellence is the Cliff House in Ardmore. The 5-star hotel is built into the side of a cliff. It boasts 39 bedrooms, including suites, and has a Michelin star restaurant. Patrick Shields is general manager of the Cliff House Hotel. He says the place has much to offer.
We were first awarded the Michelin star in 2010, and we have a new chef since 2020 named Ian Doyle, who's a man from Carlow originally, and he managed to also win the Michelin star last year. So we've had that each year now for the past 12 years. So it's an exciting time for us with a new chef. And we also have a fabulous well spa with pool, outdoor jacuzzi and treatment rooms, which is very, very popular as well. So between stay, dining and spa, we have a very nice offering there overlooking Ardmore Bay.
The hotel is literally built into a cliff. There aren't many places in Ireland or even the world where you can actually stay in a hotel where you're practically in a cliff. It's an utterly exquisite location, really, isn't it? And probably the reason why it books out all the time.
Yes, thank you very much. It's totally unique because if you think about it, the views are completely unobstructed. The way the hotel is designed, it's on 6 floors and all floors are on the side of the cliff, as you say. So each room is actually facing the sea, which is unusual for a hotel. Oftentimes you may have a certain amount of rooms facing the very nice view and rooms then facing the garden on the other side, or to have every room and every dining room and the spa and restaurant all facing the sea is quite unique. In the summer, obviously, with the sunshine, but we have our storm watchers in winter time, and no matter what the season or occasion, I think we have something that everybody will think is a little bit special.
And best of luck to Tremor Amusement Park, Blackwater Eco Tours and the Cliff House Hotel, nominated in Tourism Excellence. Tomorrow, it's the turn of Business of the Year, 20 to 150 people.